The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. I'm out of breath. You guys give me a moment to settle in. It is Thursday, the 21st of May, 2026, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. Let me tell you why I'm out of breath. I'm out of breath because I'm fighting myself. I'm actually fighting the words in my mouth. I got words in my mouth right now, and they're fighting each other to come out first. It's a lot of words. Let me tell you what I mean. Yesterday, we spent a portion of the show talking about issues with our telecommunication service providers. Well, today is Thursday. This marks 7.5 days since I've been without BTC home Wi-Fi services, and several days without landline. My cable services are still down. We were scheduled to get a technician at some time this morning between 8 and 10 a.m., Fortunately, there is someone available to be there and wait. What appears is 10 o'clock now, what appears to be for the technician to not show up within the scheduled time. 7 days, 7.5 days without BTC, home, Wi-Fi, landline, television. Coming up on 4 days without cable, internet. Now, these are all issues that should be easily resolved because there was an area-wide issue. Both service communications providers had similar issues in the similar area. Yet here we are. Last night, yesterday, at some point, my data stopped working. And my immediate thought was, well, Erin, you're on your phone all the time. It's very easy. It's likely that your data ran out. It's gone. 8 gigs that I bought on Sunday. It's reasonable it could run out between Sunday and Wednesday. Do a lot of research and watch a lot of things. When I woke up this morning, there was a notification on my phone. It was BTC telling me that I had reached the 75% limit. This is yesterday. The notification came in yesterday, that yesterday's date on it. That I reached the 75% limit for the 6 gig plan that I purchased. I put the emphasis on 6 gigs. You know why? BTC doesn't sell a 6 gig plan. It does not offer you a 6 gig plan. There's a 4 gig plan, there's the 8 gig plan for 30 days, and there's another plan above that, right? A smaller plan. Who sold me 6 gigs of data under the guise of 8 gigs? Is this a typo? Is it a system-wide typo? What's happening? So I don't know. And so people will say, but Erin, it's very easy to check whether you've run out of data. You dial *200, and then you go to check your balance. Well, here's the problem. From I put the money on the phone, it showed me a receipt. You know, I went there. It told me I had the money on the phone. I put the plan on, and then in a couple of hours, I went to check how much of the data I had already consumed. It told me I have no data. This is on the same day that I purchased the plan. And every day since that I've checked, it has told me I have no data, even though I was obviously using data. So yesterday, I used very sort of creative and colorful language. Talked about suffering from PTSD because of this dynamic. This is 20 plus years of just a cacophony of foolishness in the telecommunication services industry. And I have to say this, I have, along this 20-year journey, been assisted by some wonderful staff members at the corporation, you know, very, very professional, wonderful staff members who ultimately get shamed by the people on their team. I had a liaison call me with all the confidence in the world, waiting for me to celebrate with them that my problem had been resolved. And then they were naturally upset when I told them not a thing like that has happened. I ended up cursing in that call. I know that liaison is still upset at me. But you know why I cursed in that call? Because their technical staff had told them they'd been to my house. They have my name. They called and spoke to people. They'd been in the house and fixed the problem. Meanwhile, I've been sitting on my porch for 3 hours waiting for somebody to show up. Their staff told them they'd been to my house and fixed the problem. Not a soul had visited my house. I'm also upset because you got so many wonderful staff members there, and you're just shaming them. How could a technician come to my house, identify the problem, tell us what the problem is, go out to log his findings in the system, and when I call back the next day, they have no idea. They surprised a technician even came to my house. And so now I got to wait however much more time for them to decide whether they're going to act on the information or if they're going to send another technician out to do the same thing over again that I could have told them. In fact, that I had already told them from the last time it happened. So yesterday when I talked about having PTSD, right, it was a lot of humor involved. It was a lot of humor involved, but I was being very serious about it. Y'all cannot imagine what some people are living through in this country. What you mean I can't get a basic telecommunications issue solved within a reasonable amount of time? And what's worse is we have elderly people here just trying to figure out what, old people don't like to cuss, you know, is going on. I can't check the data because since I put it on, it's told me that I don't have any. And then now it's trying to convince me I bought a 6 gig plan. See, but I believe that's true. I obviously use 75% of a 6 gig plan, but I didn't purchase a 6 gig plan. I purchased an 8 gig plan. You don't even sell a 6 gig plan. And what becomes even more frustrating, right, is that it appears that the more I raise these issues to the public, the more the entity is convinced that I ain't gonna never get my issue resolved. And this is 20 plus years. In my house, I cry when one of these services go down because you never know when it's going to come up and you never know how many people you have to cuss to get it back up. And I'm the one being convinced that there's something wrong with me. In fact, the attitude you get from some customer services reps is, "Miss, why can't you just accept, like everybody else, that you are being taken advantage of? Why must you insist on clarity? Why do you continue to demand accountability and honesty?" Like, that's the position that the customer service reps are in. They're so overwhelmed taking complaints that they get mad at you when you call and tell them you know what the problem is. Could you write it down? And then I have to get on the road So people, somebody would have said, well, why you just didn't leave your house and go find Wi-Fi? You know, people, other people in other areas, they have Wi-Fi. I don't want to get on the road with y'all anymore. It could have taken me 45 minutes to get to work this morning if I decided to just chill behind the two mums who was doing 12 miles an hour next to each other going up the Eastern Road, up Shirley Street. Let me tell you why that frustrates people. Let me tell you why, because y'all don't seem to understand what is so frustrating about meeting that dynamic on the road every day. Two cars making the same speed next to each other. Because Hubert Ingram spent all our money putting two lanes in the road heading the same direction so that wouldn't happen. The whole purpose of turning the road into a road that goes, the two lanes go in the same direction, is so that the old people who want to go slow could go slow and the people who need to go faster could go faster in the other lane. I don't think y'all understand how frustrating it is to every day meet people intentionally abusing and ignoring the rules. Like, did y'all know that driving with your cell phone is illegal? Did y'all know? Did you tell your Grammy? Because your Grammy don't know. Your Grammy don't know. As we pass through this election cycle, right, with all the rum in the rallies, the pageantry, the PR and the hors d'oeuvres, right, there are people who sit in here shell-shocked because y'all spend all that money. Y'all waste all that energy. Y'all hog up everybody time with traffic and road block up and schedule change and, oh, we ain't doing that here no more because it's a rally. Y'all hog up all of that space, all of the time, all of the energy. And the ordinary people on the ground still wondering how will they resolve their situation, their issue, their problem. All of that fury for nothing. For nothing. It's 2026. And the communications company telling me I use up most of my 6-gig plan and they don't even offer a 6-gig plan. To the people at Batelco and the people at Cable Bahamas, I begging you. The technicians say all they have to do is bring the bucket truck and straighten up the line. That's it. That's all. That's all they have to do. I beg in y'all. People's lives depend on your ability to deliver the service. Their livelihoods, their jobs that they use to pay the bills. It's 2026. This is now an essential service. These guys want to digitalize everything. They're going to go cashless everywhere without a reliable, dependable, enforceable telecommunications sector. That's why we're sitting here crying while y'all celebrating choosing progress. That's why. Anyway, joining me in studio today, I have representatives from the organization You Are Not Alone. It is timely that they're coming in today. I scheduled this show long before my power issues started occurring. They've also brought a guest with them. You Are Not Alone is a suicide awareness and prevention organization. They deal with the heart, the human, and the heart. And today, I'd like to say I need them to do all of the talking about the events because I was unable to even access the notes from our last show because of my lack of telecommunication services. You know what I'm saying? So they have a wonderful event coming up shortly that they're going to tell us about. And they have a guest in studio who's going to hopefully share a lot of information with us and potentially maybe answer some questions. But before we go there, I'm going to go to the line quickly, callers. I got a totally different segment, but I will entertain 30 seconds. Good morning, caller.
President, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning, sir.
Ms. Green, don't you dare try to feel alone in this dilemma we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I just went down to a place in Southwest Plaza to buy a brand new 60-inch Samsung television.
Mm-hmm.
Got it on. guy from the shop came and followed me, hooked it up, everything going all right. Bam. Television going off. Call the guy back, the remote back. Gotta go take the remotes to alive to get a new remote. Got a new remote, lazy, go home, tell Santa hit the thing. Now with the television off, my phone is with alive, my home phone is alive, but now my telco phone and my cellular, then that's going on the blink, like you said. I got a postpaid on that. Gone down to BTC yesterday, now I got to go back to alive and to games or more to get my television on my road straight, then walk across the BTC at the Southwest Plaza to deal with my phone. A postpaid number now. I live by myself.
Mobility challenges.
I'm disabled, but I can still move around because I got something I call a wheelie walker. It's not a wheelchair. It's not a walking stick. It's something with four wheels and a little seat in the middle. You can sit down in case you go to the bank line.
You could rest.
Up, you could sit on it.
Yeah.
So now I go to Batelco with the phone. I got a postpaid number. Don't owe them no nothing. Got a credit on my account there. Got a credit on my account to life. I make sure we put a little extra to keep a credit. Now the fella tell me I need a new phone, but I just bought the phone from Batelco 3 months ago.
Yeah.
The warranty is up on that. Before you can get a 6 month warranty, I believe they're selling us refurbished phones. Because now, 3 months ago, now the phone is gone because I need to buy a new one. Now he's trying to give me the new one, and now I go to the cash jet page for the new one. Now he's trying to transfer all the information from the old one over to the new one. But some system is down in Bethesda. He can't transfer it.
Listen, Sparky, listen.
Take the phone home and bring it back tomorrow after 10. You can try and see it tomorrow.
Thank you. Listen, thank you very much, Sparky. Because what Sparky remind me is of this. I have a little mobility challenge, you know. But there are others who have greater challenges than me. Right? So it made me feel a little better. Not that I do it better than others, but that I have a little spring in my step so when I cuss, I could run away from the security officer dead quick to my car because he only could tell me leave the premises anyway. So I start that journey. All right. Let me just run through some texts. I see the texts are coming in. I thought I was the only one. BTC is ridiculous. On top of that, to call in is a waste of time because you're directed to WhatsApp. That's right. If you call in the evening, right, like if you call after 6 p.m. or 8 p.m., 8 p.m. I think it is, then you're directed to the WhatsApp line, which I think I prefer because I don't know what's going on with that automated system. Why you keep asking me for my account information, but by the time I get to a technician, they got to ask me the same information over again. What's the point of the automated voice? If all it's doing is directing me to people without transferring the information I've already shared. I stand with you, BTC sucks. My internet goes down every day, all the time, and no compensation. Consumer protection really needs to get it together. Well, what that means is that we need to ensure that there is legislation that enables the Consumer Protection Commission to deal with the matter. That's what it is. Hors d'oeuvres, you mean horse divorce. No, man. Anyway, we adding that to our national lexicon. Because when I go to the event, I'm going to tell them when they look at me funny. I can tell them, no, I didn't come for the hors d'oeuvres. They're for the fancy people. I come for the hors d'oeuvres. I will sit in the back. I ain't choosy. All right? Aaron, BTC service is horrible. Right now, my phone's saying I have a 4GB plan and I'm not getting the data. Turn phone off and on, still nothing. Yeah, several people had suggested to me, you remember when they told us to use the airplane mode trick? Like when you couldn't connect to data, they say, oh, wait, you got to put it in airplane mode and put it back. That's not in the phone manual. But on another, here we go, Guess what? I was out of service 2023 for 6 months. I'm sorry, but you are being victimized. The other providers take your 7 day, eight, then before you use it, it gone one in 1 day. But on another note, I believe our government is setting us up for failure. This text is calling for a national conversation about whether it's time to arm citizens. No. It's not time. You can't see how hot I am right now? You can't see how upset I am right now? No, it's not time to arm citizens. If somebody say the wrong thing to me about BTC right now. Right? No, it's not. It's not. And yes, I'm using myself as the example, right? Because if it's me, it's more me out there. Trust me. Aaron, why you don't just file a complaint to IRCA and show all your communication and emails? Okay, so I did that before. Yeah? I spent a year trying to resolve the problem with BTC on my own. I'm so glad you asked, Texter. I spent a year trying to resolve the problem with BTC on my own. After a year with no resolution, we went into IRCA. 5 months later, it resulted in a meeting where the BTC staff opened up the meeting by asking us what the problem is. We came to a meeting to find out what the resolution to the problem would be, and we got to the meeting to find out they just wanted to know what the problem is. Yeah, so been there, done that, which has led to the PSD. Aaron, you want to fix it? Pay somebody under the table. I refuse. I refuse. Because I ain't nobody, and I got nobody money. I refuse to pay somebody under the table for something they already getting paid to do. Yeah. Morning, Aaron, BTC Green. I had horrible experiences with BTC when it comes to repairs or issues. First of all, they tell you they will log your concern and it will take up to 5 working days for a contracted technician to address your concern. If it's a line issue, God help you, that's 2 weeks. Internet is how I do business. Plus, I have young kids that need to do their assignments and keep them entertained. I had to pay a tech to help me. BTC needs to revamp their tech department. They don't have a tech department, technically. They outsource everything. They outsource everything. See, this is why, and we're going to transition and take the call and transition to my guests. This is why I asked in the last administration, when the prime minister shuffled the ministries, he recomposed them, he broke down Ministry of Works and took BTC, water and sewage, and put them in offices in the office of the prime minister. That's why I tried to have a conversation about the rationale behind the decisions to compose the ministries in this way. Because any transition has a natural disruptive element to it. A poorly planned transition will bring even more disruption. Now we don't even know where BTC is sitting. Now we don't know. It hasn't been explained to us yet. And the BTC people have been striking and complaining for years now. Years. All right. Let's go to the caller and then back to our guest. Good morning, caller.
And how you doing?
Good, thank you.
You remember me, right?
Oh, pumpkin eater. Where you been?
Being so busy, can't be in mind. I know. I thought I'd forsake you.
I don't. Once you working for the country, I good.
I work for the country. But I'm glad you're on this topic of BTC. What can you do? What can I do? Because my internet breakdown, TV watch, everything breakdown. I get in the Florida station. Dolphin camp zone start. What's going on, man? Can you get the chairman to find out if we so our civilized telecommunication?
Okay, it's a couple of issues there. The Florida feed issue is a broader regional policy issue that we have little to no control over because we are on a plantation, right? Things have changed, but they've remained the same. The telecommunications market cares not about us little plebs in the Caribbean. There's not enough of us to even compel them to listen, right? So that's a separate issue. Now, as to the breakdown or the lack of services, we could organize around that. But we have to actually organize ourselves and put resources behind it. That's how you walk out of the frustration of these issues. You got to organize your feelings, your thoughts, and your resources. Put them towards a plan. Set a goal. It is the movement towards the goal that will help you hold firm, maintain your sanity. That's all we could do at this time, organize ourselves. Anyway, you're on the clock with Aaron Green. Thank you, producer. We go into a break, and when we get back from the break, we've got Mr. Johnson, Ms. Brown, And we have a Dr. Forbes in studio with us. We're talking to the organization You Are Not Alone. We'll be right back.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson Pen. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So out of the way.
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, I've got these guests in studio. I want to ask my audience to forgive me for sort of riling the energy up and then shifting in this segment to a more staid or calm conversation. But send the text. Let them flow. Let them flow. I shall document them. In studio, I have Ms. Brown, Mr. Johnson, and Dr. Petra Forbes. They are representing an organization called You Are Not Alone, a suicide awareness and prevention organization. I like to crack this joke. I'm HHT, you know, and I know I'm crazy, and knowing is half the battle. See, I know what my triggers are, so I'm better able to manage myself, right? Because when I sense a trigger, when I see a trigger, I know what to do. I know it's time to shift modes. It's time to change myself so I could change my energy. Good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you?
Good morning, and good morning, Bahamas. I'm doing okay, thank you.
Good, good.
Yes. So just as an elaboration, I would like to point out that we deal not only with suicide prevention, but we want to address persons who are generally feeling depressed for various reasons. Mm-hmm. So I am here today to tell everyone about an important community initiative for every parent, every guardian, educator, youth worker, and adult who wants to learn more about mental health, healing, and emotional well-being. On Saturday, the 23rd of May, and Sunday, the 24th of May, we invite everyone to join us for the You Are Not Alone Mental Health Seminar. It's a free event, and it's, of course, 2 days designed to bring hope, practical tools, and real conversations to our community. Today, You Are Not Alone is accompanied by Dr. Petra Forbes, who is a clinical psychiatrist, and, of course, our team member and team leader, Mr. M. Berkeley Johnson. Everyone can...
Good morning, Bahamas. My name is Dr. Petra Forbes. I am a psychiatrist. And Erin, thank you for your advocacy and platform. I think this conference is very timely. I know we're still in the post-election season and stress and coping is high for a lot of people. But mental health is a real challenge, not just in the Bahamas, but globally. And in a recent study of over 31 countries, mental health issues have surpassed cancer, obesity, diabetes, heart disease, the corona epidemic, dementia, STDs. So it's very important for a lot of people. And to bring it home, in a recent study by the School Health Survey, they found that 1 in 5 teens in our country between the ages of 13 to 18 have attempted suicide. Mm-hmm. 1 in 5 of our teens between those ages have attempted suicide. Also of note, from our commissioner, there was a stark rise of 60% suicide attempts between 2024 and 2025. So this conference is very timely. Mental health does affect children. I know it in the Caribbean we say, what you have to stress about? I pay all the bills. I take care of you. All you have to do is bathe, wake up, and go to school. Mm-hmm. But children do experience mental health challenges.
Absolutely. I mean, in fact, I think it's important to acknowledge that there's sort of the external factors that impact young people and their mental health.
Yes.
But there's also a biological factor, right?
Yes.
Like their children, their bodies are still developing, and their hormones, right? Like their hormones go haywire, right? Like we sort of have this expectation that children can manage their bodies in the same ways that adults can, even though they often don't, right? But the truth is, sometimes we beaten children for things they either cannot control or you never prepared them for and never taught them how to manage themselves, right? So we talk about emotional regulation that also has a hormonal component to it. Yeah, sorry, I just wanted to add that.
Yes, excellent point. And you're correct, biologically, children are still developing, their hormones are still growing, and even our frontal lobes. And that's why children can't vote, why they don't drive, mm-hmm. why they don't make critical decision-making skills.
Why we restrict alcohol use.
Why we restrict alcohol use, and mm-hmm. why we should restrict marijuana use as well.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because their frontal lobe is still developing. Their executive decision-making mm-hmm. function yeah. is still growing. So we don't need substances to mm-hmm. dilute that or stop that growth.
Here's something I learned very recently, like over the last 2 days, that we were told your brain stops developing at approximately 25 years old, right?
Correct.
In the UK, you're still, in some instances, you're considered a youth, in the youth category, up to the age of 25. And in some instances, it's up to the age of 30. What I learned over the last 2 days is that your brain may stop, like, growing at the age of 25, but the process of maturity mm-hmm. in the brain doesn't stop until you are hitting 30, which is probably why Father Thompson used to say, you don't become a man until you hit 40. And Bradley Roberts used to say, and I paraphrase, you don't understand what it means to be a man until you hit 60.
So depending on the text or the literature, between the ages of 21 to 24, so 25 is a good generalization, mm-hmm. that is when the brain fully develops, correct?
Yeah. And so, right, like this whole idea that, but I'm 21, what you mean I can't smoke weed? Well, because your brain hasn't fully matured yet, and it may be in those last 5 years you develop an intolerance yep. to the thing that has a detrimental psychological effect.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
And that is why on day one of our seminar is actually dedicated to children. So that's on Saturday, May 23rd, between the hours of 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Transfiguration Baptist Youth Center, located on the corners of Market and VZ Streets. So it's dedicated, as I indicated, to children. The ages are between 7 to 17 years. They can attend along with their parents, guardians, and caretakers. It will be led, of course, by Dr. Forbes, and the participants will also hear from a life experience survivor. We will focus on early intervention, coping strategies, and helping young people understand their emotions in a safe and supportive environment. And of course, we will provide lunch during the session. Mm-hmm. So as Dr. Forbes indicated, the prefrontal cortex take, you know, the longer time to develop. And as we know in utero, mothers are warned to be careful so that they do not damage their developing child inside, you know, their womb. And so outside of the womb, then the children, as they mature and develop, then have to spend some time taking care of themselves so that they don't allow their brains to get injured. And I say that they, you know, should take a little bit of care, because the parents are only responsible for them sort of when they're in their company at home. But then when they go out to school, we find that sometimes they talk to other children, get influenced, and they sort of express their emotions in a different way. And because their brains are not fully developed, they don't have that much GABA, it's called, that hormone that causes inhibition. So without that level to say, hey, we're going to stop right here. I'm getting angry, but this is the boundary. This is the point at where if I go beyond it, it's too far. If that hormone is low, then of course the children will just go and act out however they feel and however they perceive whatever danger they may be in.
Yeah.
And that, of course, is not going to be good, not for them and not for whoever is on the receiving side.
Bahamas, I want to stress that it's very important, if you know that something is just off or not right with your children, to bring them out on Saturday. It does not mean that your family has craziness in the family.
No.
It doesn't mean that you're weak. In the Caribbean, we need to get away from this stigma of mental health. We are mind, body, and spirit. If your child has an asthma attack or they fall down and a bone is sticking out and they have a fracture, you're going to the doctors. When we have spiritual battles or weakness, we pray for our children. We cover them. They have a brain in their head. There's something above their neck that can also get sick. And we should stop ignoring it. So if we treat our children's bodies, we treat their spirits, we can also treat their minds.
And go on, sir.
I would also like to just distribute the number. It is 820-5483, 820-5483, or 820-LIVE.
There you go. 820-LIVE, 820-5483. Yeah, you know, I think it's important also for parents. A lot of parents, first of all, I don't ever try to put blame on anybody, right? As an advocate, I essentially see people as victims and try to identify the sort of space of victimhood and how do we shift people from that space, right? And so for a lot of parents, they're stressed right out. They're under financial stress that can cause psychological trauma, right? In that state, it's very easy to make your child feel like they are a burden, that what they're going through is a burden, and that them having an issue is causing trauma to you, the parents. So they don't say anything, they invisibilize it, right? Or they see themselves as a problem as opposed to see themselves having a problem, right? Right. Dr. Forbes, and then let me go to the phone line if you don't mind, and then we go to Dr. Forbes. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Right, I'm on you and your guests. Okay, this is a very important topic, right? Based on the fact that depression, they didn't remember to bring up depression. Depression is a silent killer, you know.
Well,
depression
is also
a form of suicide.
And
also medications, too, right? The side effects of them, right, are actually suicidal thoughts.
Yeah.
So some people are actually abusing medications. For instance, right, medications are expensive nowadays. You realize some people actually borrow medication from people?
And in fact, I was going to say, I think it may be time that we legislate, right? That if you are prescribed a medication that has a side effect that could be depression or suicidal ideation, right? That's what they call it. That if you are prescribed that medication, there also has to be a prescription for a check-in with a mental health and wellness professional, right? I think we need to legislate that. But dear Fox Hill cousin, Mrs. Brown clarified, right, and clarified for the audience that you are not alone is a mental health and wellness support and advocacy group with a focus on suicide awareness and prevention, but that's not the fullness of their work. So you're right, and they're right too. Dr. Forbes?
Thank you, caller, for pointing that out. And I would also like to say that the World Health Organization has reported, other than heart disease, depression is the second largest global burden in most countries. And if depression is the second largest global burden, why do most countries' national health budget put less than 2% towards mental health?
Mm-hmm.
And we have the same government, but we're going to progress. So I would like for the Bahamas to be a trailblazer and allocate more funding towards mental health and be different from these other countries who put less than 2%
mm-hmm.
towards mental health.
And in the climate change and environmental advocacy world, there is an element, right? Like, there is an element that recognizes the trauma experienced when living through a disaster like a hurricane. We in the Bahamas, so you multiply that, right?
Absolutely.
If the world has acknowledged that just living through one hurricane can have detrimental effect on your quality of life, imagine the people who have lived through multiple hurricanes, right? And then imagine being a person in a country that does not acknowledge the extent to which just the natural environmental factors can also be a depressant, right? What does it mean when you sit there and say, man, and in fact, we see it. In fact, and let me show you all what I mean when I say I can see it in a policy space at the national level. It's obvious to everybody by now that our government does not invest in maintenance. It does not see maintenance as an important part of its function. It does not. We put people's names on buildings to honor them. We don't maintain the buildings. We don't maintain the parks. We don't maintain the public areas, right? We don't maintain the government buildings. A part of why that has become this way is because why you gonna maintain it and the hurricane gonna come and knock it down? Mm-hmm. Why are you constantly building up and the hurricane just can come and knock it down? See, we forced a global north perception of the world onto island people. And that in and of itself can create a depressive state. Because you have me living like I live up north, but the environment calls for me to have a totally different mindset. And that sort of lack of collective A collective lack of clarity can become a factor in some people's mental health and wellness.
Yeah.
Aaron.
Yes.
Sorry. I would just like to say that the word lose is a big word to some people. And when you lose, you always look to win. You mm-hmm. go back after your goal to accomplish it. So I would just like to say that depression comes in so many different forms. Simple as bad news, mm-hmm. someone losing a job, don't know how they're going to be able to pay the bills and take care of their family. Just losing a loved one out there mm-hmm. or losing a part of their body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amputated limb.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. And a simple car accident for those who like to worship vanity or somebody mm-hmm. losing their homes mm-hmm. and all of that. Mm-hmm. But we want you to know that you are not alone. It's a winning battle out there. And you just need to come out to this event and share your thoughts and hear other people's views and opinion. Mm-hmm. And just remember that you are not alone.
It's the coming together in and of itself is a balm, right?
Community.
Knowing that there are people who make themselves available, right? Knowing that there are people who have the same kind of
Absolutely.
Issues as you.
Absolutely.
is a bolster. It's okay, I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. If somebody else out there experiencing this, we could, right? First of all, it ain't just me.
Right.
Because that could be, it's just me.
Right.
And
isolation. People feel isolated.
The same word I was going to use. Yes. So tell the adults why they need to come out as well on Sunday the 24th.
Yes, so on Sunday the 24th, we have our adult session. It is between the hours of 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., which is after church. It's going to be held at Atlantis. So this session is designed for adults, community stakeholders, and anyone seeking tools to navigate trauma, grief, stress, and the everyday challenges of life. Our attendees will hear from a clinical psychologist this time and a clinical geriatric specialist. And they will help us decipher between dementia versus just normal aging, because our brains mature and then we get to a point where it ages. We will also have an addiction survivor come and tell their story of how they, you know, sort of what we term sort of went down and then how they recovered back in life. So each one of these speakers will be offering practical guidance and lived experience to help us take meaningful steps toward healing.
Y'all know I have this little issue with BTC I was talking about. I had intended on putting together some articles for the discussion today on elder abandonment and the what appears to be a regional push to legislate around the issue, right? But I'm very concerned because I think that we risk this legislative agenda. We risk creating an environment that lacks empathy, although the whole thing is an empathy exercise, right? But I think that we run the risk of ignoring or invisibilizing the issues that arise in family dynamics. For instance, I think it's a local story, it may not be, but a mother with a young daughter was alerted that your father is going to be returned to your home, right? Like from a state facility. But the father was abusive. The father has a particular issue that involves minors. Will that child be forced by law to take on a dependent that at one point was abusive towards them? Right? Are we considering in our housing policies, right, the social psychological effects of policies that, whether intentionally or not, force or cause people to have to share space with people that were abusive to them? Right? Like we ask, why everybody, and I ask it all the time, right? Because I'm some sort of utopian specialist. Like, why can't we all just live together? Can't we see that people could save money? But then I have to remember, because sometimes people don't want to live with people who used to abuse them, and they should not be forced to. They should not even have to consider it, you know? And so there are a lot of adults that are dealing with trauma that may be rooted in their childhood experiences, trauma that they may have sort of taken on, experienced as adults. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Caller, you got 30 seconds. Sorry for the wait. Still there, caller? Oh, I'm sorry, I missed you. I apologize for missing you, caller. So let's talk about why adults need to come out and, like, what's the indicator? Because I think somebody is thinking, man, look here, I ain't going through what I know other people are going through. I don't need to hog up this space. But maybe you do need to come.
So as I mentioned previously, mental health is now the number one concern in 31 countries surveyed. And we, like I also said, we're mind, body, and spirit. And you should not suffer in silence. And when there are platforms, like, you are not alone, and the event is free, you should come out, listen to the experts, and get the professional help and get the resources available to help you. 1 in 7 adults have a mental illness. So if you're in church, if you're in the movie theater, wherever you are, It's not that rare or far off. 1 in 7 adults experience or have a mental condition. So it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing to be embarrassed of. If you having a heart attack or a stroke, will you stay home and say, oh, I don't want to go to PMH because I'm obese and people are going to judge me for eating too much Kentucky? No, you're going to go there and get the help you need. Mental health is no different. Yes, people are critical and judgmental, but if you know you're struggling, if you're not socializing with your family or your church members and you're isolating, if you cannot sleep, if you're having thoughts of suicide, if you're now starting to have physical symptoms, because mental health symptoms cause actual physical symptoms as well. So if this sounds like you and you know you're struggling, it's nothing to be ashamed of. 1 in 7 people have a mental illness. Mm-hmm. Mental health is now the number one concern in most countries, even over cancer. Could people believe that? Because we talk about cancer all the time, but mental health has surpassed cancer in concerns in most countries. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing to be embarrassed about. Don't stay home and suffer in silence. The event is free. There are trained professionals there. There are resources there to help you. Think about it as a stroke or a heart attack. You will not stay home. You will go and get the help. Mm-hmm. And you can die from suicide.
Yeah.
Yes.
You could die from a lack of emotional regulation. You can literally stress yourself to death. I mean, I've run hard to the point where I could pick up a car. I'm serious. I've run out to the point where I could pick up a car, but it's about knowing your triggers and sort of being able to pull back, right? And what I've trained myself to do is sometimes I could feel eyes watching me, right? And those eyes, when I feel them, I know it's time to moderate myself because I've become larger than the room. Like when you feel all eyes are on you and you railing, rowing, that means you know it's time to calm down. Now, the next thing is for the rest of us in the audience, when you see somebody getting to that point, your job is to de-escalate. It's not your time to cut a movie. Don't pull out your phone and start instigating because you want content. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the room, and you know what? Little children get it, you know. Little children, the littlest of children automatically begin to de-escalate. And then when the young people get old enough to really understand old people, that's when the behavior starts to shift. Mm-hmm. Right? But the language that we use when we see somebody getting upset, de-escalate, don't push bravado into them. But are you going to let them do that to you? Mm-hmm. You're supposed to step in and say, we're not going to let this happen.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that you spoke about it because our law enforcement and our police officers should be that first contact to de-escalate. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, unfortunately, they make their situation worse.
Yeah.
They comment aggressive, hostile, mm-hmm. In charge. But verbal de-escalation is so important to diffuse situations.
Yeah.
And as civilians as well, I'm happy you pointed out about recording on the phone. We have to be our brother's keeper. If you see someone acting strangely, pick up the phone, call EMS to get them help. If you see a woman walking the streets naked and acting strangely, that's not the time to take out a phone and record. Get a blanket, get something, and clothe her, and get some help.
Absolutely.
And we have to be a community.
Mm-hmm.
And no one knows who in the world can get a mental health condition. And it doesn't matter how rich you are, how educated you are. We have doctors. We have lawyers. We have persons in public and private schools. It doesn't matter your socioeconomic status.
Mm-hmm.
Mental health can impact anyone.
All right. Yes. Ms. Brown, let's talk about the partners and sponsors that are bringing this event together.
Okay. So our partners are the National Insurance Board, J.S. Johnson Insurance Company, Bahamas Power and Light, Atlantis, the Water and Sewage Corporation, Atos Holdings of Wendy's, Popeyes, and Marco's Pizza, Caribbean Bottling Company, The Hits Bot. And I'd like to make sure, highlight that mental health affects every family, every workplace, and every neighborhood. So whether you're supporting a child, managing your own emotional load, or simply want to help someone you love, remember, you are not alone. Our seminars will give real strategies, real stories, and real support. Admission is free, but seating is limited. So please, please give us a call at 820-5483. That's 820-LIVE, live. Please, give us a call.
Mm-hmm. You all know that song by Stilly? A red blood in my eye. She want me cry. But I ain't gonna die. Right, like Stilly told us. This is a song that he wrote for men. Right, like, don't, men, we not gonna let this heartbreak kill us, or even worse, cause us to harm somebody else. Right. We gonna hold it together, right. Together. That's the part I like. Yeah. We gonna hold it together, mm-hmm. Together. Right? Yes, Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson, sorry.
That's okay. Before you can respect others, you must have respect for yourself first. Don't let no one cause you to develop unhealthy complications that can be internal that the eyes can't see. Just remember, this world was made for you and me, and you are not alone.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. A note from the text line. The person said, if you find that you consume cannabis frequently, beyond regularly, right? Please take time to see a mental health and wellness professional, because you may be managing trauma with cannabis. Right?
Self-medicating.
You may be treating cannabis like a medication when there are more effective therapies available. Also, it's against the law. Always remember that. Yeah. It's against the law. Don't get locked up. You can get stressed right out when you get locked up. Trust me. You guys have a great day. Ms. Brown, Dr. Forbes, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you.
And Mr. Johnson have the secret, you know. He's a fisherman. He's a boatman. He knows the ocean. Could help you maintain your mental health and wellness. You guys have a great day and stay tuned, because CA Newry and Guardian Radio AM have another exciting show for you. Have a great day.
That was powerful.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.